This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
If you're 40 or older like me, losing weight can get tougher. The old tricks may not work any longer. On top of that, balancing family duties often means neglecting your own well-being. Good news, you don't have to struggle with weight loss anymore. I will help you tackle hormonal and metabolism changes and share proven strategies and methods to lose weight for good. Prioritize your health to fully embrace all that life still has in store for us.
Welcome back to Trim and Timeless. My name is Anna G., your host of Trim and Timeless. Happy back to school. Happy back to routine. Goodbye summer and hello fall. How are you guys? I miss you guys. I know that I missed putting out an episode in the month of August, but I definitely wanted to start in the beginning of September by doing this message that has been on my heart, and it is about belly fat. So today we're going to talk about the truth about belly fat, and it's not just about looks. So when most of us think about belly fat, we picture that stubborn pooch, the muffin top over our jeans, or those love handles that just won't want to budge. And I'll be honest, this has always been a sensitive area for me. I still remember being in middle school, sitting by a swimming pool, and I noticed many of the women around me, especially the older moms, that they had a lower belly pooch. And for some reason, that image stuck with me. And from then on, I carried this quiet fear of someday having one myself. I was very self-conscious about my stomach even before I had kids. But now years later, my perspective has completely shifted because I realized that belly fat isn't just about what we see in the mirror or what we feel in a swimsuit. It's about what's happening inside our bodies. And the type of belly fat that really matters isn't even the kind you can pinch. So today we're diving into visceral fat, sometimes called hidden fat. I want to help you understand what it is, why it matters, and most importantly, how you can reduce it without extreme diets or gimmicks. Because here's the good news. Visceral fat is actually some of the most responsive fat to lifestyle changes. You can really shrink it, not just for appearance, but for your health, your energy, and your future. So let's start with figuring out what exactly is belly fat and why does it matter. Let's start here. Not all belly fat is created equal. There's a fat called subcutaneous fat. That's the kind you can pinch right under your skin. Annoying, sure. But the bigger concern is visceral fat, the deeper fat that wraps itself around your internal organs, such as your stomach, your kidneys, your liver, your heart, even your blood vessels. And here's why that matters. Visceral fat isn't just sitting there. It is metabolically active. It pumps out hormones and chemicals that trigger inflammation, raise blood pressure, interfere with insulin, and put stress on your heart. So there's a lot of downstream effects. That's why it's sometimes called toxic fat. So listen to some of the research. Women with too much belly fat have up to a 20% higher risk of heart attacks, even if they're not overweight elsewhere. Also, there's a 2017 review that found that visceral fat is more strongly linked to heart disease, diabetes, and stroke than your overall body weight. There's a Kaiser Permanente study that showed that people in their 40s with the most belly fat, they were nearly 3 times more likely to develop dementia later in life. And other studies have tied belly fat to asthma, breast cancer, colorectal cancer, and the list goes on. Here's the kicker. You can have a normal, quote unquote, normal BMI, body mass index, and still carry dangerous amounts of visceral fat. In fact, a recent study found over half of U.S. adults have abdominal obesity. So how do you know if it's a concern for you? The simplest way is to measure your waist. For women, a healthy waistline is under 35 inches. For men, under 40 inches. Higher than that, that's a red flag for increased risk. But how do you check your risk? How do you measure it exactly? First of all, you grab a tape measure, stand up, place it around your bare waist just above your hip bones, and measure after exhaling naturally. Don't suck in your stomach. Don't suck in your breath. For women, a healthy waist is under 35 inches, and for men, under 40 inches. Again, higher than that equals a higher health risk. Now, let's talk about why does visceral fat accumulate in our midsection in the first place? Well, several things play a role. Number one is age and hormones. Especially after 40 for women, especially around menopause, shifting hormones make it easier to store fat in the belly. For women specifically, visceral fat increases significantly due to declining estrogen levels. On top of that, for men and women, we naturally lose muscle as we age, and less muscle means fewer calories burned at rest. The second thing that plays a role is our diet. Diets high in sugar and refined carbs are huge drivers of belly fat. Obesity rates have tripled worldwide since the 1970s, largely thanks to processed foods and ultra-processed foods and sugary beverages. The third role that contributes is lifestyle. Sitting too much, even if you work out, contributes to visceral fat. Long hours at a desk or on the couch matter more than we think. Also, stress and sleep. Chronic stress raises cortisol, which literally tells your body, store more belly fat. Poor sleep does the same. Studies show that people who consistently sleep less than 5 to 6 hours a night gain more visceral fat over time. A recent study of 70,000 individuals showed that those getting less than 5 hours of sleep were more likely to gain 30 pounds or more. Okay, enough of the bad news. Now, here's the good news. Let's flip this because this part is encouraging. Visceral fat is not stubborn fat. It's not like the stubborn fat that, like, you know, our love handles or the muffin top. In fact, it responds quickly once you start making healthy changes. One study found that losing just 5 to 10% of your body weight, so maybe about 8 to 15 pounds for many people, can shrink visceral fat by up to 30%. That's a huge payoff from a small shift. So no, you don't need perfection. You just need some consistent, sustainable habits. And I will let you know what those are. I have 10 practical tips on how to reduce visceral fat. Let me give you some of the most powerful science-backed strategies right now. Number one, prioritize protein. I know a lot of you guys know that, but protein is very satiating. It helps regulate appetite, and it preserves muscle as you lose fat. Number two, cut back on sugar and refined carbs. Swap out sodas, bread, and sweets for real whole foods. A low-carb approach often works better than low-fat. Think veggies, lean protein, healthy fats like olive oil and avocado. Number three, move your body. Cardio, strength training, even brisk walking, they all help. Strength training is key because muscle keeps your metabolism higher. Building lean muscle mass causes you to burn more calories throughout the day, get this, both during exercise and at rest. So keeps working if you have lean muscle mass, even when you're not active. High intensity interval training workouts in particular are super effective for belly fat. And beyond exercise, just move more in your daily life. Take breaks from sitting, use the stairs, stretch at your desk. Number four, sleep well and manage stress. In a study from Sleep Journal, adults who slept fewer than 5 hours a night gained significantly more visceral fat over 5 years than those who slept 6 to 7 hours. A recent study of 70,000 individuals showed that those getting less than 5 hours of sleep were more likely to gain 30 or more pounds. I've already said that. So prioritizing proper sleep duration and quality should be a priority. Individuals should aim for at least 7 hours of sleep a night. Too little sleep can increase visceral fat, but so can getting too much sleep, according to research. A 2018 analysis published in Sleep Medicine Reviews found that getting too much sleep, such as 9 to 10 hours per day, was linked with a 21% increased risk of developing obesity compared to people who slept 7 to 8 hours per day. So remember, get adequate sleep. Get a Goldilocks amount, like just right. Not too little, not too much. Also, chronic stress, again, it increases our cortisol, and that creates more belly fat storage. So keep your stress levels under control. Practices like deep breathing, prayer, or meditation help lower stress response. Combine them with better nutrition, exercise, yoga, and massage therapy. Sometimes behavioral health counseling may also be useful. Stress reduction helps regulate hormones, which can lead to a healthier fat distribution. Number five, watch your alcohol intake. Excess drinking, especially beer and liquor, is strongly linked to belly fat. Number six, eat consistently. Balanced meals and less grazing. Some studies show time-restricted eating, like keeping meals within an 8 to 10 hour window, can improve belly fat and insulin sensitivity. Number seven, read your food labels. Compare and contrast brands. Some yogurts, for example, boast that they're low in fat, but they're higher in carbs and added sugars than others. move away from processed foods. The ingredients in packaged goods and snack foods are often heavy on trans fats and added sugar, which make it difficult to lose weight. Number 8, hang out with health-focused friends. Research shows you're more apt to eat better and exercise more if your friends and family are doing the same. Number 9, track your habits. Whether it's food or movement, writing things down helps. Not to obsess, but to bring awareness. Keeping a food diary is important if you are trying to lose or maintain your weight. This helps you keep an eye on what and how much you are eating and helps you stay on track with your goals. Number 10, the last one, mindset shift. This last piece is really important. For years, my fear of the mom pooch made me think belly fat was only about vanity. But now I see working on it as one of the most loving things we can do for ourselves, not to punish our bodies, but to protect them. So instead of focusing on how your stomach looks in the mirror, think about what this means for your health, your energy, your future. For me, I've got my first grandbaby arriving in less than 2 weeks. Just saying that makes me want to cry. And that to me is the real reward. So here's the takeaway. Visceral fat may be hidden, but it doesn't have to be a hidden enemy. With small, consistent changes, like eating more protein, cutting sugar, moving your body, sleeping well, and managing stress, you can reduce belly fat and dramatically improve your health. And remember, this isn't about chasing perfection or flat abs. It's about building a body and a life you feel good living in. You are not powerless against belly fat. In fact, you have more influence than you realize. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Trim and Timeless. If today's episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it. And as always, keep showing up for yourself with love, consistency, and compassion. That's where lasting change lives. And that's all for today. And I will see you at the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Trim and Timeless. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take your journey to the next level, remember that I am here to support you every step of the way. If you're looking for additional accountability, personalized coaching, and unwavering support, visit trimandtimeless.com. That's trimandtimeless.com. You can sign up for a complimentary mini session where we can explore how I can help you achieve your goals. It will be an honor to be your coach and guide you towards the success you deserve. Until next time, remember, it's never too late to lose weight.